It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
This is going to be a very exciting day, people. So, you know, if you're driving, I'm going to ask you to do one of three things. If you get to your destination before the 3 hours of today's show is over, sit in your car and listen. Okay, there's easier ways. By Wednesday, you will be able to go to travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites, and you will be able to go to click on podcasts, and you're going to see podcasts for Travelers 411 and podcasts for Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Go to Travel with Stephanie Abrams, pick today's date, October 7, and then you'll be able to download each of the hours individually and take us wherever you're going. You've got 52 weeks to make that happen, people, because 53 weeks from now, the newest show is going to bump off the show. So the second week in October 2019, that show's going to disappear from podcast. However, When we put up the podcast, at the same time, we post the archived audio of the show. You can't download it, but you can listen to it, and it stays forever and ever. So we've got shows that you can listen to going back to 2002 when we went on the air. We're now in our 17th year. And I am just delighted that you're with us today, and I'm going to tell you why. I want you to go to Netflix or trot over to the website of Redbox and see if that film, this film I'm going to tell you about, is available from them. Or go to your favorite seller of DVDs and see if you can get yourself a copy of the film Temple Grandin. Temple, spelled as it would be. G-R-A-N-D, I'm pretty sure it's D-I-N, but I'm going to find out for sure. Yeah, you know what? If you went and you put Temple Grandin into Google and it's wrong, it'll correct you. Did you mean this? And you say, yeah, I meant that. This is an amazing film. I have watched this film at least half a dozen times, maybe more. It is one of those inspirational stories of a woman that traces her childhood and all of her challenges through adulthood. She's a real person, Temple Grandin. That's really her name. And if you Google her, you can read her story, but it's not as dramatic as seeing it in a feature film. And what makes this film especially remarkable are two things. One, that this woman in a very male-oriented agricultural industrial society was able to come up with innovative ideas on that work in agriculture that nobody used before. Many laughed at the potential of, and because she was a woman, she pretty much had to hide that she was a woman to get any attention at all. And today, her methodology is used in all kinds of places all over America and other places in the world in dealing with livestock and other agricultural issues. The other part that makes it remarkable is that Temple Grandin is autistic. And I should really stop and pause and let that sink in. Because if you want to talk about overcoming challenges, overcoming stereotypes, overcoming obstacles of every kind, and this wonderful woman did all of that, honestly, it brings tears to my eyes. I'm so moved by this person. And I learned that she is going to be speaking somewhere near Plattsburgh on October 24th. And while there's going to be some other workshop kind of things she's going to be involved in that have a fee attached, going to when she speaks at a major speech in a big gymnasium that apparently can hold 900 people, it's with the compliments of the sponsors. And there are three sponsors of this event. And it's the, you know, I talk often about a phrase that I coined that I see is now being picked up by other people, the way my coining of the phrase castle hopping has been picked up by some other folks out there in travel, in their guidebooks and other materials. I invented the term intentional travel, when you go somewhere with a specific purpose. Not like, gee, I need a vacation, send me to a beach or whatever. But maybe you're going to a beach destination with a specific purpose as well. Not just to veg out for a while with a cocktail in your hand, although they're not going to knock that. But if you have a special interest in agriculture, a special interest in the challenges of the autistic community, a special interest in interfacing with someone who has overcome it all and made such achievements that are globally recognized, then you're going to want to be at this event on October 24th, and I'm going to do my best to be there, by the way. Not far from Plattsburgh, New York. And you could take Amtrak up from Penn Station to Plattsburgh and work it out from there. So we're going to do two things today. We're going to find out more about this event, and we're going to talk with a couple of hoteliers so that when you're done at the event, you can hop in your car or your rental car if you came up on Amtrak and make tracks to a couple of really inspiring, uplifting, life-enhancing hotels that are in very peaceful places that will allow you to have the experience you've just had interfacing with Temple Grandin sink in such a special way. And we're going to do all of that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Ring in the new year with the Boston Pops and Seth MacFarlane on December 31st at 10:15 p.m. Party the night away with the Boston Pops and very special guest, Seth MacFarlane. There will be a cash bar and several dining options available. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. on December 31st. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
On the line with me is Rachel Dootle. She is the spokesperson for the Miner Institute in Chazy, New York, C-H-A-Z-Y, if I've got that correct, which is about 15 miles more or less from Plattsburgh, New York, and not very far, by the way, from Vermont or the Canadian border. And I am so happy, Rachel, that I was able to connect with you. I have to tell you, I made a project of this. It took 7 business days, but we did it, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. How long have you been associated with the Miner Institute?
I've been here for 9 years.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a long time for anybody in America to stay anyplace. What is the Miner Institute?
So Miner Institute is really a pretty unique place. We are an agricultural research farm, a private not-for-profit. So We have a trifold mission of research, education, and demonstration.
Well, you know, we're having a little technical story here. You sound like you're on the other side of a mountain.
I'm sorry.
If you can either speak a little louder or get closer to whatever instrument you're using to speak with me on, that would be a great help.
Okay.
I don't want my audience to miss a word.
Okay.
Better.
That's better.
Oh, fabulous.
Okay. I will try to speak very loudly. I think I have phone troubles, but I've been told that quite a bit.
Oh, good. Just what we needed. At least we've got you. That's the best part.
Yeah. So where should I start again? I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. We heard you. You were just low.
Okay.
So what is it exactly that the Miner Institute does?
Well, so we have a registered Holstein dairy herd where we milk about 400 cows every day. And we also have a herd of Morgan horses. Currently, we have 28 Morgan horses. So both the horses and the cows are used as part of our education programs as well as research programs. So we do dairy nutrition research. We do some cow comfort and behavior work. We also do agronomic research, sort of the environmental impact of dairy farming, specifically in the Champlain Valley here. And, you know, we publish research. We work with other, collaboratively with other organizations. And then we also put together informative materials that we distribute to farmers. So, for example, each month we put together a dairy newsletter that gets mailed to more than 700 people and emailed to probably over 1,000. And then we also have host meetings here, and our staff kind of attends various conferences.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. Don't leave me. Ce sont eux qui
l'avouent, qui sait. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted that I have on the line with me Rachel Dutel. She is the spokesperson for the Miner Institute in Chazy, New York, a hop and a jump from Plattsburgh. And we're talking about what this institute is and why it is that they are in partnership with a couple of other groups to bring a program on October 24th, and I think there's more than one program happening that day, with a wonderful woman named Temple Grandin. And if you have not seen the feature film with the same name, Temple Grandin, motivate yourself to get to see it. They have, I've seen it, they've had it on HBO a couple of times, so you might want to do a search and see when it's coming up again. Otherwise, you know, take a look if you can get it from Netflix or Redbox or buy it or something. It's really worth having. And it's the kind of film that is so inspirational that you might want to gather up the family on a Sunday afternoon or something and say, we're going to have, you know, sit down and we're going to have a, let's watch this session and talk about it after. Because, you know, when you see someone who has managed to make unbelievable achievements in spite of all obstacles, you have to look at yourself and say, well, my goodness, you know, what a slouch I am. I could be doing so much more. And from that point of view, it's very motivational. And on another level, it also gives insight into what it was like for Temple Grandin growing up, being educated, going to college, getting, I can't tell you how many degrees, postgraduate degrees, writing books, being an educator, being a spokesperson, all while being a person born as an autistic child. And so for anyone who has some relationship in their immediate or extended family or friends where autism has inflicted itself upon the person and the family, this will give you such hope and such inspiration, and it's incredible. But as an adult growing into her own life, Temple Grandin became very interested in animals and farming. And so Rachel was just mentioned in the last segment that the Miner Institute, where she works, about 15 miles from Plattsburgh, has a herd of cows and a bunch of Morgan horses. And therefore, I see the connection because, you know, you must have seen the film at least once, maybe a dozen times, Rachel, I'm guessing. Yes,
I have seen it. Yeah, it's very good.
You know that scene where Rachel is in either college or graduate school? I don't remember which. Temple Grandin is in college or maybe it was when she was, there was a point where she was writing for a farming agricultural newspaper, and she was, you know, kind of doing answers to questions and that kind of thing. And she pretended to be a man because she didn't think they'd take her seriously as a woman. And maybe she was out with a bunch of journalists doing a site inspection of a farm. I think it was when she was doing animal husbandry courses and the class went on a field trip. And they got to a farm and she's probably, I don't know, 18, 20 years old, something like that, with this group of people. And the person leading them through where the cows are munching away in their stalls in this big barn. And she asks the question, why do cows moo? And she's treated like a complete idiot. And first of all, she is autistic, so her speech patterns are a little different. The way she comports herself is a little different. And so she's already seen as a little different. And when she asks the question, why do cows moo? Just about everybody there, you know, rolls their eyes like, you know, what kind of idiotic, stupid question is this? And yet, that question was what led her to find the answers to putting animals in a peaceful sense of harmony, because it turns out they moo when they're under stress. And, you know, it's just, when you talk about, you know, are there truly stupid questions? Yeah, there really are. I'm in the travel industry. You can't believe the questions people ask. Like, does this ship generate its own electric? No, we run an extension wire from the pier out into the ocean to bring the electricity, Dumbo. But the question, why do cows moo, seemed so, like such a dumb bunny question, but was really the basis for the study that she did that helped her to invent methodology that is in use on livestock farms globally. It's really quite remarkable, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that Dr. Grandin is essentially a superstar in both the agriculture world as well as the autism world. And, you know, she travels all around the world talking to people. In addition, she is a professor at Colorado State University. We certainly feel just overjoyed that she's coming to Plattsburgh. You know, we're a pretty small area here, but we really are a strong agricultural community. And so for us, this is really exciting. And so with the help of Autism Alliance of Northeastern New York, who are bringing Dr. Grandin to our region, you know, we're going to be able to meet the needs of kind of the autism community as well as the agriculture community. And, you know, that's actually something that was really important to Dr. Grandin, is that although she was coming because she was asked by Autism Alliance, she wanted to do an ag talk while she was here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. People, if you haven't seen the film, you will fall in love with this woman and have such admiration for her inner strength and the ways in which she created harmony for herself in a world that she was the square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And yet realized, and you will realize, you don't have to conform. And when you don't conform is when you achieve the most. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, is the sudden, unexplained death of a baby younger than one. During SIDS Awareness Month, the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, NICHD, Safe to Sleep campaign wants everyone to know how to help babies sleep safely. Dr. Marion Coso-Thomas of the NICHD.
To reduce the risk of SIDS, always place your baby on his or her back to sleep. Use a firm and flat sleep surface, such as a mattress, in a safety-approved crib covered by a fitted sheet with no other bedding or soft items in the sleep area. Do not put soft objects, toys, crib bumpers, or loose bedding anywhere in the baby's sleep area. The American Academy of Pediatrics also recommends that parents share their room with the baby, keeping him or her close to their bed, but on a separate surface designed for infants, ideally for the first year, but preferably for at least the first 6 months.
For more information, go to safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf.
behalf, we have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Rachel Doodle on the line with me. She is a spokesperson for the Minor Institute, which is about 15 miles from Plattsburgh, New York. You might want to think about going up with Amtrak, a nice, lovely trip along the Hudson River and through the Hudson Valley, and it'll get you there. And by the way, most Amtrak stations, so you're going to want to check, will have either on-site or a delivery available service from Enterprise Car Rental. So if you want to rent a car, they can make one magically appear for you once you arrive. We're talking about an event that's going to take place on Wednesday, the 24th of October, that features Temple Grandin speaking, and I'm going to do my best to be there. What time is the speech in the gym that has a capacity for 900 people, and I'm going to bet you're going to fill every seat, so save two for me.
Yeah, I think we probably will fill it. So the talk itself starts at 7, and doors will open at 6 o'clock. The talk will be at the Beekmantown High School, so that's in Beekmantown, New York, just, you know, slightly south a little bit of Shady here, essentially in between Stacy and Plattsburgh. So doors will open at 6, and there will be 20 minutes from 6 until 6:20. There'll be some preferred seating for FFA and 4-H students. And then the gymnasium will open up for everyone at 6:20. But there also will be some displays set up kind of in the hallway leading to the gymnasium of projects that 4-H and FFA students locally have put together. And there'll be some raffles for some gift baskets donated from local businesses that will help to support FFA programming. And for those who don't know, FFA stands for Future Farmers of America.
Wow. I'd like to donate something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When we get off the air, we'll figure out what it is, but I will donate a land stay someplace wonderful.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and maybe if you can raffle it, because it's going to be worth a lot more than maybe, you know, bottles of wine and other kinds of, you know, baskets of things and vouchers for whatever. So, you know, I hope that you utilize it to maximize the value of what would, you know, and be the end result in terms of revenue generation. But, yeah, we'll talk about it. And I'd very much like to donate something to this very worthwhile cause.
Thank
you. So it's my pleasure. Don't thank me. It takes away my good deed. Where is Beekman Town exactly? How far is that from Plattsburgh?
That's probably maybe 10 miles from Plattsburgh.
Okay.
So a little closer to Plattsburgh than Stacy. Yep.
Oh, okay. And now, where you are, I mean, if somebody wanted to come up early in the day, and they'd like to come over and see the Minor Institute and what it does, is there something, A, worth seeing, and B, you know, do you actually do tours and have people come through to see what you're all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that's really unique about Minor Institute is we're a very historic farm. So William Minor, whose name is part of Minor Institute, he founded what he called Heart's Delight Farm in 1903. So there are a few buildings here that are original from Heart's Delight Farm days. But he created this model farm with 300 buildings, 800 employees, and about 15,000 acres.
Oh, wow.
And he also employed a full-time staff photographer. So we're fortunate to have an archive with, you know, close to 6,000 images. And in 2003, we opened a historical exhibit with lots of historic farm photographs, and some videos are incorporated in there. So that is open seasonally from May through the end of October, weekdays from 9 to 3. So that really drives a lot of visitors to Minor Institute, and it's a great way for people to get acquainted with agriculture, certainly sort of historic agriculture in the exhibit, and then they can actually walk through our horse and dairy barns. Pretty much all set up to be self-guided, but we do offer guided tours for groups.
So I'm sure you get a lot of school trips, particularly trips of students from various kinds of, you know, high schools and colleges of various levels that are focused on agriculture?
Yes. Yep.
And so how would, if there are teachers listening who would like to organize, or scout leaders, or others who have a special interest and would like to come sometime?
Yes, so they could certainly contact me directly if they wanted to. My name, again, as you mentioned, is Rachel Dutil, and they could contact me at my email address, dutil@whminer.com.
Which is different from the website. So your email address is dutil@whminer.com, but your website is whminer, M-I-N-E-R, people, whminer.org.
That's right.
Okay, so if somebody's driving and it's, you know, they can't get with the program to jot it down or whatever, if they, well, we have a link from sabrams.com in the show notes and in our forums and in the directory that we've created for Rachel and the Minor Institute to the website. But you can probably get what you need in terms of contact information at whminer.org as well. That's really fairly fantastic. So if somebody decided they wanted to be there on Wednesday the 24th for this 7 p.m. event at the Beekmantown High School in Beekmantown, New York, and they came up early, let's say. I mean, it can't be more than a few hour drive from anywhere in the, you know, the lower Hudson Valley region around New York City and north of there, if they were driving up or they, you know, wherever they were coming from. And they got there early in the day and they had 4 to 6 hours before they needed to be at Beekmantown High School. What else is in the region that would be of interest for people to pop in and see?
Sure. Well, certainly we're a region that is home to numerous apple orchards, for one. So certainly...
Oh, apple picking season.
Yeah, given the time of year, you could certainly do some apple picking. We also have, you know, several, you know, pumpkin patch type farms. So there's those sorts of things. We also have actually a wine trail here. So you could visit a couple of wineries if you wanted to. There's, you know, great things to do in and around Plattsburgh, too, especially if that's where you plan to stay. But there's actually later this week, there's a cuisine trail that's going to be launched. So there's all kinds of local food and wine and and beverage. We have a few local distilleries and a multitude of breweries in the Plattsburgh and what we call the Adirondack Coast region.
You know, it's funny. I've always thought about the Adirondacks as being mountainous destinations. And to know, you know, it's only recently, and I have lived in either New York or Massachusetts for, oh my gosh, more decades than I care to admit to, and have traveled the region extensively and never put together Adirondacks and the coast. I mean, to see that there are hotels that are right on the waterfront, it's just, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I understand, too, we talked a little bit about the photography exhibit and whatever. Is that the Minor Museum or is that a separate entity?
So, yeah, that's separate.
So, okay, so we have to take a commercial break. We're going to come right back and let's see if you can fill us in on just a minute or two on what the Minor Museum is. So, you know, we know what that has to offer us, too. Don't leave me.
Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelson returns for his fifth season to lead the BSO in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites, featuring the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, and more. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Let's get away from it all.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Let's take a trip in a train.
I have on the phone with me Rachel Doodle. She is the spokesperson for the Miner Institute in Chazy, New York. You know, I've lived in this region, and I mean, I moved to New York when I was 10 years old. I lived in New York until 2002. Well, part of that, I lived in New Jersey. Hey there, New Jersey. Love y'all. I've never heard of Chazy, New York.
They're pretty small.
Yeah, I would imagine. You know, I'm looking forward to actually coming upon you. But you also have a museum on the grounds. Now, what is that museum?
So there's, as I mentioned, the exhibit here at Miner Institute, and then just a few miles away in the village of Chazy is the Alice T. Miner Museum. So that is a colonial house museum that is essentially a collection of Alice Miner's things.
Who was she?
Alice Miner was William Miner's wife.
Okay.
Yep. So she started collecting china and ceramics.
Oh, she's my kind of woman.
Yeah, and her collection sort of outgrew the space in the guest house that was located here at Heart's Delight Farm. So William bought her a place in the village that was turned into the Alice T. Miner Museum.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
So that's my kind of woman. Yeah, I'm into all things porcelain, mostly porcelain.
Yep.
Limoges. And Meissen and Rosenthal and mostly Limoges. I love Limoges.
Well, you would probably love the Alice T. Miner Museum.
What did she collect?
So there's a lot of really unique things. As I mentioned, she started collecting china, but there's a room that they call the spiritual room that's got this, I think it's a 14th century breviary. And there is a collection of antique arrowheads. There's obviously lots of books and textiles. There's also this collection of, like, they're miniature versions of things that, like, salespeople would have taken to show people. So there's, like, you know, small desks and small, like, beds and things of that sort. But it's really set up as a house, you know, so there's a colonial kitchen and a dining room and a parlor room and, you know, there's a children's bedroom and, it's pretty neat.
Wow. Wow. No, but she truly is my kind of woman. I don't know what it is about porcelain that drives me wild. Well, a lot of it has to do with the creativity of the shape of things, mm-hmm. like teapots and coffee pots and chocolate pots and cider pots. And happily, I don't collect cookie jars. They're just too big. They take up too much space.
Yeah.
But dishes, I don't think I've ever met a piece of porcelain I didn't love, especially antique porcelain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't wait to go and, you know, meet her through her collection.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, but, you know, it's funny. I didn't realize I was collecting teapots, and I don't drink tea, by the way. I have no interest in tea. I mean, I have to really be sick to say I'd like a cup of tea. But, so it's like the perfect thing to collect, something that you have absolutely no use for. But I remember when I, several years ago, I bought yet again another teapot and walked all over the three levels of my house trying to find a shelf to display it on and couldn't find one. We were out of space. And that's when I said, my collecting of teapots has come to an end. I have no room for them. And so to think that, you know, see, I married the wrong guy. My husband didn't say, well, let me buy a house down the block and we'll put in lots of curio cabinets and shelves and you can keep collecting, dear. That didn't happen in our house.
Yep.
So, yeah, I have to come in and you have to admire these people. Clearly they had money.
Yeah, so William Miner made his money in the railroad industry.
Go him.
Yep.
What railroads was he associated with?
You know, he started in, like, Indiana. To be honest with you, I don't recall the specific railroads that he worked for a couple of different rail companies, and while he was doing that and working his way up, he took engineering and business courses at night, and ultimately he started his own railroad appliance company, and that's actually where he made.
Well, what does that mean, railroad appliance?
So he had a bunch of patents for different products that were used on rail cars. So what he's most famous for is actually the draft rigging gear, which is essentially a shock absorber of sorts between rail cars.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Go him.
Yeah, and the company that he founded, Miner Enterprises, is actually still in operation today. It's based in Chicago.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that's fairly...
Not associated with us anymore, but it is still operational.
Wow. Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very happy that, you know, you look at people who have amassed significant wealth well beyond anything they would ever have a need for in their lifetime and well beyond anything they really need to leave for their heirs, and who create things that live on now more than a century, no?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's true. Yeah, William Miner died in 1930, so he hasn't been gone for quite a century. But
yeah, but he started all this business, did you say, in like 1905 or something?
Yeah, 1903 is when he started building up Hearts Delight Farm. Yeah, and you know, in addition to Miner Institute and the Alice P. Miner Museum, he also built the Shazy Central Rural School, so it was the first rural centralized school district in New York State. And then he later built the Physicians Hospital. So the endowment that he set up before his death still helped to fund the school and the hospital in addition to Miner Institute.
Well, go him. That Miner family truly rocks.
Yeah, they do. That's right.
Well, listen, you and I are going to speak because I want to talk with you about a donation I'd like to make for your fundraising effort at this event on October 24th. I hope you're going to be there because I'm going to do my very best to be there, and we'll talk about that. Come up and visit, and hopefully I get to actually say hello to Temple Grandin and tell her how much I love her. So thank you for joining us this hour. It's been a pleasure. We have so much more to do before the show is over, introducing you to a couple of really interesting places to stay at when you choose to make your way to the Adirondack Coast and the area nearby. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying up.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.